You know, you got to step your game up. I think everybody got to step their game up. In the D-line room, it's pretty much with V out there. You know what I'm saying? The leadership he can bring, just the knowledge he got in this defense. So everybody got to step up their film study and their game on the field.
Well, we saw Chris and Joe step up last week and do a pretty nice job.
They did a real good job.
They don't say that much around here. But you expect more from them?
Yeah. I expect them to play and handle their business. I expect Joe to go out there and do what he do, and I expect Chris to go out there and do what he do. It's just going to be a little harder with IV, you know. The experience he has and the knowledge, how he know how to pick out, know what the offense is trying to do to us. So, I mean, I got to step up my film study. Joe got to step up his film study. Chris, AJ, everybody got to step their game up. So, that's pretty much known.
So, you pick some stuff out and say, hey, Joe, you see what's going on over here? Try this or try this, Chris, where Vince would make
it. I ain't going to tell him to try nothing. I'm going to tell him to play their game and play hard and low. I ain't going to tell them to try nothing. I don't want them trying nothing. They slip a run, and you know, they're going to look real bad. So, but just play with fundamentals. Just play hard. Hard as you can. You'll be fine.
Does it take a lot to learn and pick up the tendencies of the guy you're playing right next to on the defensive line? Or is it easy to transition? You know, obviously, it's not like everybody plays every snap, but does it take some time to, you know, get accustomed to some different guys on either side?
Me, Joe, Chris, well, Chris is kind of new. AJ, he's been here about a month now. But, I mean, after about a good week of playing with a guy, you pretty much know what he likes to do. You know what I'm saying? I know what Joe's favorite move is. Joe know what my favorite move is. Like, I knew what when Vince was trying to get off, I can just look at his body and his stance, and I know what he's trying to do. So that just comes with repetition. It shouldn't take that long to learn the person who's playing beside your tendencies.
Are they better than a 2-2 team?
Yeah, they got a boatload of talent. You know what I'm saying? From AJ Green to Ben Jarvis Green, Ben. Who was here? The running back who was here? The real good one. And the quarterback, they got a real good quarterback. Great big tight end. They can get down the middle of the field. So they got plenty of playmakers on offense. We just got to try to slow them down, keep them out the end zone, baby. I think we'll be fine.
You know what they used to call that running back that was here?
Law firm, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. I just couldn't get it out. He played at Ole Miss. He from the same state I am. Went to Indiana, came to Ole Miss. So I know who he is. I just couldn't get it out.
Mm-hmm. Last week you said it'd be great to be 4-0. Is that your same mentality this week?
I want to win as many as I can in a row, but you got to take them week by week. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to get ahead of yourself. So right now, Cincy the focus, and if we able to get by Cincy, then the Saints will be the focus. But right now, we strictly on the Bengals.
How about their rookie running back, Bernard, who's kind of a speedster? I mean, what have you seen from him?
Very explosive. You know, when he get in the game, they trying to get him the ball. So, you know, when he come in the game, we're going to really be screaming out his number because they really don't bring him in to do nothing but either run the ball or they going to try to throw it to him. So, well, he'll definitely a playmaker for him. So, we got to have our eyes open when he get in the game.